A check for $30,000 was awarded to PC Tot so this relatively new nonprofit organization can hire an executive director, a teacher, and caregivers to establish a center where they can provide high-quality but low-cost childcare for working parents. The Women's Giving Fund was established in 2013, and a year later they had raised their goal of raising more than $1 million, which has been put into an endowment. Each year, the interest on that fund will be withdrawn and awarded to a deserving nonprofit organization whose mission is to help women and children in the community. The fund is administered by the Park City Community Foundation. Director Katie Wright says that a committee helped narrow down the applications to 3, which were then presented to the fund's members to choose from.
We had 14 applicants, and then we had a committee of Women's Giving Fund members who narrowed them down. So they went through, they did a financial analysis, they looked at community needs. It was a very thoughtful group of people. And they then conducted site visits with 6 different organizations and then narrowed it down to 3. So our 3 finalists was the Peace House, who starting a peer support program, the Summit Community Children's Justice Center, who wants to expand and move into a more private and safe space for their beneficiaries, and then PC Tots. And so then we took those 3 finalists and made videos where they explained their programs and shared it with the entire membership. And people were allowed to vote, and PC Tots was the winner. All of the finalists are just exceptional, and we hope that they gain support for their really deserving and thoughtful programs.
Wright didn't release the vote tallies, but said that the vote was close between the 3 finalists. Sarah Meyer, a board member for the Community Foundation, says that she can understand the appeal for PC Tots.
As a working mother, I can definitely see the appeal of this. It's a huge community need. It's impossible to have just one income sustain a family anymore, especially within this community. And so having affordable and also safe and thoughtful and considerate childcare from the ages of 0 to 5, which is really that need period until they're into school full time, was something that this community definitely is in need of.
Nina DeCamps, the secretary of PC Tots, says that the organization started about 18 months ago. There's no preschool at this point, but she says with the $30,000, they can start to move their idea ahead. First, she says, they need to find a large or a few small locations as they raise the money to build a preschool. She expects that when they open, they'll have between 20 and 50 students. With the grant money, she says they'll begin to look for a teacher.
We primarily want to hire a teacher so we can open. And then the Board of Trustees will continue raising the money and working on more funds. And then we could get grants. It will be funds available for some of the payroll expenses for the teacher. But most important, we need somebody with educational experience that Holy Cross has. And we'll go from there.
In the video that was submitted to members of the Women's Giving Fund, DeCamps said that babies spend all day in car seats and are overseen by unqualified teenagers. She told us that that information comes from parents that she talks to.
We also see babies that they don't develop well because of that, because they've been strapped in the car seat. And sometimes they like 15 months old, but they look like 9 to 8 months old. But they still, even their 15 months old, they're not walking, they're not introduced to solid foods because it's just easier to hand them a bottle. So there is neglect. I don't know if it's intentional or ignorance, but just because of the knee.
The tuition structure will be tiered so that those who are able to pay more will subsidize those who earn less. She says with very few locations accepting infants, there will be a demand for the preschool. She also believes that PC Tots will provide diversity and community integration in Park City.
We're hoping that by integrating the socioeconomics in Park City at the early age, we're going to also see more integration happening in kindergarten. So what you see right now in kindergarten is no many children of different races or different socioeconomics playing together. And nobody has taught them that, don't play. But it's happening because they can't communicate. They're not familiar with the looks or the accent. But by promoting that socialization at early age, we're going to also take care of some of the segregation in Park City.
That's Nena DeCamps with PC Tots, the first recipient of the Women's Giving Fund. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.